Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and they ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like they're living forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good evening, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, August 17, 2020. Ray Van 98 here, along with. That's your cue, Tony.
Let's see. Oh, see, good afternoon and everything. All right. Good afternoon. Yeah, I said, I hope you guys are feeling better than I am. But anyway, let's get started. Now, I'm going to let y'all know that, no, I'm serious right now. I really didn't want to do this call, but, so Ray wanted to do this call. So it may reflect that. Anyway, I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right. It was already
late.
Take
the blame.
We was having some issues. But he did not want y'all to wait till Wednesday. So that's what we're doing. All right. Let's get started, man. Seriously. Oh. Go ahead.
All right. Well, no updates went out over the weekend.
No, that's not good. All right. It was a very quiet weekend. Nothing's really going on. They're still at the banking locations. But if I start, all right, they're still at the banking locations, except for Texas. And Iraq is here. They're going to start their meetings tomorrow through Thursday. They won't be with Trump till Thursday. They didn't make an announcement, so I don't think they're going to since they are here. Anything could happen, but it doesn't make sense. So I'm not really excited. Nobody's seeing anything. They're still seeing everything's done. And it could be any minute. I just don't see them doing it like that coming here. You know, if they did it now at this point, I think it would have to be after the meeting. I just don't see them doing it today, tomorrow, while everybody's here negotiating in the middle of this kind of thing. So let's see what happens. Let's see if there's any other news here first. Let's see. Where did we get over the weekend? Anything? Saturday, first, the Kurds were holding up the meeting. So Friday, they announced a dead end with Baghdad on the meetings. The 140, it was holding things up. And supposedly the reason is that the parliament members and government members that were loyal to Iran are the ones holding everything up in Iraq because they're just not going to agree to anything. Because for two things, they're trying to make Al-Qasimi look bad, and for the other, they don't want any changes. Now, that was put out on Friday. On Saturday, Baghdad said it was the Kurds holding things up with Article 140, the oil and gas law, and they couldn't make any changes until there was an agreement there, and the Kurds said they weren't even coming to Baghdad to talk about it. That was Saturday morning. On Sunday, Al-Qasimi and Barzani were on TV shaking hands, saying they made an agreement for $320 billion a month throughout the end of the year, and that it would change with the 2021 budget and would be even greater once all the reforms were announced. So that's three different days in a row, three different things, but they came over here united for the meeting, saying they had an agreement of $320 billion a month until the new budget comes out. They're supposed to announce the 2020 budget by the 24th. They said they had been asked for it by, you know, June, back in June, which they did. Then it went quiet. Now all of a sudden they want to have it again and have it by the 24th. And then announce the 2021 budget next month is what they're saying. But we'll see. Are we really waiting for the budgets again? I don't know. That's what they're putting out. I guess we're just waiting until after the meeting. So, 2020 budget is back in play. The 2021 budget is coming up. The banks are still sitting there saying, hey, this could be any minute because it's done already, regardless of what you're reading. They don't have a window of time. They're just being told it could be any minute. I think it's probably going to be, well, I won't think. I'll wait for some more information. The meeting is scheduled on Thursday. We know that. And that, guys, is where we are today. I sent out a tweet that I hope the majority of you looked at. And it was about the Federal Reserve. Now, this was after I sent out the tweet telling you guys to go look at that Backstabbers for Beginners, which was all about Iraq. So this weekend, you probably received more knowledge than you did for the last 12 years about the real situation that we're going through. So it should be understandable today. If you didn't understand it before, look at that movie and then that little video that I sent out should have explained everything to you and why I just told you what happened on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Because it's all about the money. Because it's all about the corruption, and that's what they're complaining about today more than anywhere. The corruption that is still in place in Iraq, the corruption that is still in place in the U.S., who's getting paid and why they don't want it to change. Now, they know it's going to, because inevitably it has to, but they're trying to siphon out every little bit they can get before it occurs. The only one that can force them to change any sooner, in my opinion, even though they're planning to, and they're saying it's done, but the only one that can force change is the people on the street. And as long as they're BSing them, then it's going to go longer and longer, as far as Iraq's concerned. So I don't want this to be negative, because the banks are telling me it's done. D.C. is telling me it's done. Again, we've moved all the money. We put it in the ATM. We put it in all the banking locations. Everybody's ready to go. We're just waiting. For what? I don't know. I'm going to collect another check. Or we'll wait until after Thursday. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay, let's see. Lena says, to follow up on Blue Angeles' question, call, you, DC, and Ray have kept us in this, but now after reading and listening to suggested articles, I have less confidence in our have a seat at the table deal. Do you think the banks / Treasury and Federal Reserve will just cut out of ever exchanging our currency altogether?
No, I do not. I think it is a major part of the plan, and even more so now, hopefully to get the economy, the global economies going. So I don't think we will be cut out, and I think the backlash from it might be too much for anybody to handle publicly right at the moment, this close to the election, or this much information coming out, or all of us. I mean, it was just the 10 million of us, or 20 million of us, and everybody we gave dinar to, if we all start complaining, it might be a little bit too much attention, especially if it became very public. So I think our seat at the table is safe. All right, what's next?
Nine Ball says, did the companies you spoke of Friday start taking foreign currency for purchases today? Can you share the rates they were assigning to the currencies we hold?
Nope. Can't, and didn't even check with them this morning, to tell you the truth. Didn't hear anything about it. So,
okay.
Guys, I can tell you again, they've only had that information just like Sotheby's did, and I told you last week, based on what they were being told that this was going to happen, this is what they could do on Monday. Well, obviously, it has not happened. So nobody else is taking that at this time. All right, what's next?
All right, Booyah says, if this trip by Iraqi officials this week is not it for the RV, what is the next scenario?
Booyah. Excuse me. Well, guys, if this trip isn't it, if they don't make the announcement after this, then the only thing that can be, I mean, that we can see is back to the budget. Either they said they were going to do it without it. But I can't see us waiting for it, even though the budget is due on the 24th, but it was due on June the 30th, and they didn't do it then either. Our saving grace would be his 100 days are also up on the 24th. They've been waiting, and everything's going to change probably after then because they feel that they could freely criticize or attack or do anything else. So he may be forced to do it by then, which we hope is true. So, again, the thing to remember is Iraq is not just saying it's imminent in any days. The U.S. is now telling us that it could happen at any minute, because we've completed all the tasks we need to do now to make it happen. So I'm looking more at that just to see when that minute is. And I don't think it's going to be before Thursday now, because it just looked too bad, because it would. So he might see it after Thursday. And I don't know how far after Thursday, but let's see what happens there. All right, what's next?
TP40 says, before foreign investors can come in and start rebuilding the country, is it true that Iraq needs to have an international rate on the dinar? And if not, are there ways they are getting around the laws and started the reconstruction already?
No, it's not true that they have to have an international rate in order for foreign countries to come in and invest and do that. It just makes sense that they have an international rate. People have to know things have changed, that their investment is going to pay them money, and they're not going to do it without a rate change. If that was the case, they would have already done it. Yeah. Not only is the rate change part of the problem, but they're not going to do it with the corruption in place. And they have told Iraq that. That's why they're fighting to make all these changes. That's why Al-Kazimi is changing things at the border and everywhere else. Because of this, and they're trying to get countries to come in, and they're making it desirable for countries to come in and invest. So that's what the most important articles were about yesterday and today, was making the country desirable, getting rid of the corruptions, not just at the borders, which they are clearly explaining how they're doing that, automating everything, trying to eliminate the corruption, but they're saying more and more who the corrupt are and who they have to get rid of in order for this to look appealing. So we've got to remember the EU, just put them on the corrupt list as far as their money laundering and everything else, which they objected to. Some countries have asked that they be removed from that list. They're announcing this morning they think they're going to be removed from that list by the end of the year. Now, do we have to wait till they're removed to do the RV? No, because some of the countries are already on the list have international currencies. So that doesn't have to happen in order for the RV to happen, but we think it will happen. So prior to the end of the year, so they're the king. That doesn't have to hold up the RV. Because once we give it the complete stamp of approval, I think the EU will and the other countries will as well. All right, what's next?
All right, we'll talk to live callers on the board for a minute.
Okay.
754 area code, you are on.
Hi, good afternoon, Ray, and good afternoon, Tony. Thank you for taking my call. First off, Tony, I want to thank you. I'm the one that brought your attention to that movie, and I want to thank you for putting it out. My friend M. Riles told me that in the forum Saturday night, everyone was talking about that particular movie. So thank you again for bringing it to the attention of TNT.
Thank you for bringing it to us. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
it's a great movie.
I found it strictly by accident. I had nothing to watch and saw Iraq, and I said, oh, maybe I should watch this. As in that movie, what I'm wondering is, because of what happened with the UN and their part in all that corruption, then does the UN have anything whatsoever to do with this being able to RV, or are they completely out of the picture?
Okay. You guys know the UN was the middleman in all this, okay? They weren't directing anything. They just weren't reporting on what was going on between Iraq and the U.S., what was going on between certain people in both governments, or what was going on in the Iraqi government. They weren't directing any of the corruption. They were just closing their eyes or turning their head and saying, I don't see nothing. Now, was he getting paid to say, I don't see nothing? Absolutely. Did he have a reason for saying, I don't see nothing? Yes. For you guys who haven't watched the movie, basically, the UN made the decision to not see billions of dollars being stolen, because if they reported it, nobody got to eat. All money would have stopped. All growth would have stopped. So they would have said, okay, you guys are stealing billions, but still 50% of the people get to eat. If we don't let you steal billions, nobody gets to eat, because it all stops, is what it came down to on their side. They took money. U.S. took money. U.S. companies, U.S. officials, everybody was involved in it. Everybody's still involved in it today, because both sides are still getting paid, because it's too much money flowing for nothing to have changed. Nothing has changed. And I told you guys, I don't know, back in 2010, I think it was, I can't remember, when, you know, again, we know $4 billion a month was disappearing. And I know, I was given planes taking off, tail numbers, everything. We had people in Iraq watching it land, pallets of money sitting on the runway and just disappearing. So nobody just lets that. Somebody over here was supposed to track that $4 billion every month, and they didn't. Well, maybe they did. That's why it happened. So it wasn't about the UN being corrupt. It was about the UN letting the corruption occur and not completing the report correctly, even though, you know, even there were people in their organization that had to get paid too in order to do it. But at least he felt people were still getting paid, even though he was taking it. Without him, nobody would have got food, water, the whole program would have shut down. So, okay. So, no, the UN is not holding up the RV. They don't have the final say-so. All the UN did was let us know what reality was, that people are getting paid for this not to happen. But we've already known that over the years. That's what all the corruption was about. Al Cavini said he's bringing it to an end. So we'll see what happens. All right?
Yes, and my last question is, I read an article from your state, where the state elected officials want to put in a tax on the wealthy, which will spread to other states that are democratically run. If all these years that we have waited for this to happen, if that should go through, how can we protect what we've waited so long for, if there's going to be this new tax on the wealthy, which is to support the undocumented. So what's your feeling on how we can protect what we are coming into?
Okay, so that article just came out this morning or came out yesterday.
That they it came out yesterday.
Tax the super wealthy, or the wealthy.
Right.
I don't know, because I read the caption. I said, okay, I'm not paying attention to that nonsense. But anyway, I don't foresee that happening to just Democratic states, because states change, you know, every 2 years, 4 years, be a new governor, do that. They're not going to go back and forth. If it happened, it's going to have to be something federal that will not be affected by the change in the governor. So I don't see it happening, period. People put out a lot of things that they like to see happen or great ideas, but they never get to. But if you're looking to hide money, protect money, or anything else, Ray always has a plan.
Well, not for hiding money.
No, mainly for protecting money.
But for the rest of it, yeah.
Okay. She's waiting.
Oh, it's not a 5-minute explanation, but the most obvious thing is going to be to not own it.
There you go.
Okay.
Put it in the
so
trust.
So anything
don't worry about it.
In the trust is safe from these type of taxes that might occur if we have a new administration?
It would make a bigger difference than you owning it yourself.
Okay. That answers my question.
Okay, know this, though, all right, because I just heard what you just said. No administration is going to come in. When you first you said California wanted to do this, California's idea, California could do it. No administration is going to come in and issue a tax on the wealthy for state by state or just Democratic states. It doesn't work like that. If they implement one, it's going to be for every state. And nobody can just come in and make that decision. We still have rules of law. We still have Congress. We still have the Senate. Still has to go through a process in which everybody is involved in. So no one administration, no one person is going to be able to come in and make that change.
All right. Thank you. And I was happy to get first in line today. And again, Tony, I thank you for getting that message out for that movie. It really was important for us to understand the background behind Iraq and why we're where we are for so long. And with that, I'll sign off and let the next caller come on. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
865, area code, you are on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. I appreciate your doing the call for us, and I'd like to add my thanks to 754 for having shared that information as well on the movie. Question, as your opening remarks, Tony, you had been saying that the banks are still saying that this would happen at any time / any minute because everything is done, that we're just waiting. I guess I'm questioning you on, are the banks actually putting their money in their mouth, you know, where their mouth is, by virtue of what's the status of the exchange centers and the call centers? If they were thinking that it could happen at any time, are the centers, both the exchange and the call, being staffed today? And what's the status with Texas?
They are staffed today. Texas is not staffed today. So, again, and that's what we always say. Everybody's ready, and I guess Texas could get ready at a moment's notice. But as long as they're not there, I'm 100% sure it's not happening, okay?
Right. That's why I wanted that clarification here. The other thing, you know, you've all the years that you've been sharing the information and information with us, you've always said that toward the end it's going to really get crazy, even to the point now this thing that there's been a posting on the government of Iraq Twitter account noting that they did have a cabinet meeting sometime today, obviously, coming in with their press person. And they're saying that the prime minister, accompanied by the high-level delegation, will begin on Tuesday an official visit to the USA. Yet all of the other things are saying Thursday is when all the things are going to be. So it's sort of like a toss-up here. But positive that I was seeing here is that they would be talking about economic cooperation in their meeting with this. And this was posted about 3 hours ago. So any other things that you can share with us on that you haven't already done? Are you as confused as I am?
First of all, nope, not confused at all. So, first of all, they always do that. Put out a different date because they didn't want people to know their traveling plans and all
right.
that. So they always arrive 2 days ahead of time, which would be tomorrow, except for I know the delegation left yesterday. They had a meeting. They left. They arrived in D.C. today to get ready for everything. Their agenda calls for them to have meetings on Tuesday, Wednesday, and then meet with Trump on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to meet with other people on those 2 days. That's why it says that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Good enough. Have your folks indicated that there have been any attempts to complete the RV since last we had chatted?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. None at all. They're just waiting, saying any minute. And, you know, as I told them, well, any minute was 2 weeks ago, Thursday, Friday. Any
mm-hmm.
minute was all last week. Yeah. And they said, we're mm-hmm. still at any minute. So that's where we are.
Okay. I think there's another movie that is along that kind of mindset here of everything keeps repeating. Well, whenever this happens, we know that 10 days from that point, that's when our TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project will be, and may it be sooner rather than later. And this would sure be a nice money coming to us Monday, but who knows? We may be talking on Wednesday and Friday as well, but hope this is getting over with sooner. Appreciate
Me
it.
Me too. All right,
thanks
thank
again.
You.
Take care. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
610, area code, you're on. It's G-Man.
Hey, good evening, Ray, and good afternoon, Tony. It is G-Man NPA.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing very, very well, Tony, and I hope that you feel much better very soon. And I'm going to keep this real short. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And your donations are needed in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT, super fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home-style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Feel better, Tony.
All right. Thank you,
sir.
Really do appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
All right, Fred.
972, Erico, you're on.
Hey, fellas, Danny in Dallas. Good afternoon.
Hey, man, how you doing?
It's okay. We had a cool spell come through last night. Changed from 104, I think it was, down to 82 before I went to bed. This morning, nice, chilly, 72. But that'll be over quicker than we can imagine. A couple of questions on the currency. Demonstrations. Have we got demonstrations going at this point, Tony? Or is it heat-related, green zone a problem? What's the status of that situation?
No mention of demonstrations over the weekend or this morning at all. None.
All right.
Even though we had some Friday morning.
Okay.
No values.
Any values
on the
screen at this point? Okay.
Nope.
All right. I looked at the backstabbing for beginners as well. It was kind of a dark movie, but very enlightening. So, yeah, appreciate that. I'm, let's see here. I don't think I have anything else. Those, you know, we've approached this from a lot of different ways, and in analysis, it seems like we reasonably guess, as we did last week, that that they'll be in 20th, 21st, and we knew that was a flexible situation, and we had said that they would have to comfortably do this before they came, so it didn't look like they were getting permission from the U.S. to do it. Now that reasonable guess has slid right past, and in some way they're going to have to hide any potential claim that the U.S. gave them permission. And I guess it'll be awkward, but we've been through a lot of different awkward, reasonable suggestions over the years. So I'm willing to wait, a little discouraged at this point, but I've got a job. I've got people that are paying me money. And my health is tolerable, so I'm just imagining that I will make that trip to Hawaii, but maybe for Christmas. We'll see. So that's my plan. Appreciate you guys.
Well, Danny,
effort.
Let me ask
Thanks,
you something
yeah.
before you go away.
Yeah.
So you said the movie was a little dark. But
a little dark, yeah.
You saw the point at the end where it says, this is real, right? This is the true facts of what occurred, and these are the people.
Yeah, Ben Kingsley.
So, yeah.
Ben Kingsley did a good part. You know, he's the one that played Gandhi, but he can play the questionable evil character occasionally too. Good job.
Yeah, he does it in quite a few movies. he's a good Xavier in X-Men too, but. The fact that you had the details of it let us know this is what has been occurring all the time we were buying dinar and money and listening and hearing this. And I've told you guys over the years, watch what they do, not what they say, because we know they lie. Because that's
right.
What they practice, lying. And they've been
told
that's how you do business. Well, that's still how they're doing business today. They're not just lying to us, but lying to their people, but lying to each other, because that's how they told you're supposed to do business. You're not supposed to be honest. So they're not. So we have to look at that and understand how we get information, why we get information, and then what percentage is it likely to happen based on what we know. Now, we can put it all on Iraq based on that movie, which corruption is corruption, and it was at every level. Or we can look at the YouTube that I sent you and say, oh, wait a minute. The Federal Reserve is involved in this. Not just here, but everywhere. And I've told you guys, if you Google the Federal Reserve and what they're a part of, it's over 100 countries that the Federal Reserve actually owns 30% of their CBI. So it's a global event, and they're controlling all the money everywhere. So either one of them could have forced this to happen or not, but where it's at. And, I mean, I wish everybody would go see it. We say it's dark, or the things that have gone on over there were wrong, and the people have been mistreated, and it's all been by their own government officials and ours. It's all been about the greed, and it's all been about the rich getting richer while we're still sitting here. But it does give you an understanding of why we're still sitting here, right?
That's right, yes. I got it on Showtime. Actually, Showtime has got a temporary first month free thing, and you can cancel any time. So you spent $4. I avoided that. It's still a decent movie and very enlightening. Yep, sure is. Okay, well, listen, I'm going to get out of here.
Thank you.
I got to go find a job until I'm rich. See ya.
All right, sir.
All right. Bye.
281 area code, you're on.
Well, hello, Ray. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Hey, sir. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. So, Tony, you don't sound so good today. What's going on with you? Where's that lovely self that I'm used to hearing?
I don't even feel good, and I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, you don't feel good? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, man. Okay. Well,
that's
I get this. I understand how that goes.
But we're here. We're going to make it happen.
Right.
So you,
okay, well,
you really limited to one question a day. How about that?
I'm going to try to do good. I'm really proud. I'm going to try. All right. Well, okay. Well, my first question is as far as the budget.
How did one turn into first? But okay, go ahead.
How, the budget, I know you said the 2020 budget should be coming up shortly and then 2021 after the fact. So, in your the rate has to be in one of those budgets, correct? What's your thought on that?
Here's my thought. Okay. I thought it was going to come out with the 2020 budget because it always makes sense for it to come out there and no way to explain it. But this is what I got from my rap this morning. He said, we are told by my banker friend that the budget never has a rate in it. So he thinks it's just to cover expenses and clear books for 2020. Nothing more is what he expects to be in that 2020 budget. Just to clear expenses, how they're going to spend the money, everything else. I've always been told when the budget comes out, is why it hasn't for years. Not only will it show transparency of where the money went, which they never really want to do, but where it's going. And in order for it to be public, they have to have a rate in it of some kind to do the budget.
Right.
We've always been told it's going to be done with the new one. Now, they're so far into 2020, I think they sent out an explanation of the budget up until September. Right, Tish? I'm talking to Tish because I think she sent it to me. So it only included 9 months so far. The wording in it, the important parts, everything else, not the specific number. But they did that on Saturday, I think it's when they did that. But it was only for 9 months. So they still got to do the rest of the year, and that's what we're waiting to see. If then we can calculate the budget from that point on. But they had to have some kind of number. Because they promised Kurdistan $320 million a year, a month through the rest of the year. They'll be basing that on something and paying people.
Let's just say hypothetically it's true what your Iraqi person told you about the budget, then how is it ever going to be made public? If it's, does it have to be in writing somewhere? I mean, because then we could do this forever and never see the budget if they don't. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the CBI is in charge of changing the rate.
So
they can
CBI.
Do that and justify it and put everything out for it, yeah.
Oh, okay. And I guess my last question is, if they don't make the announcement prior to the meeting on the 20th with Trump, then how long do you think it could possibly take after that meeting for them to make this announcement and publicize the rate or whatever it is we're looking for? Would they have to go back to Iraq and wait 10 days or more, or they could do it immediately?
Well, I mean, I think they could do it as soon as they get back, or probably would do it. If there's agreement, authorization, that's what they need. Everybody agrees on everything. Or they could possibly, you know, they could wait till the first, too. I don't really know. There is no a timeline. But I don't think they're going to do it between now and Thursday. You know, it just doesn't really make sense. This close, come over here and do that. When all their leaders, their finance minister and education minister, all basic important ones, are all here in the U.S. I don't think that's the way they want to present all of their new reforms. Now, and they may go home and do it and said, you know, we wanted to wait and see what the agreement was with the U.S., were we getting the soldiers out, how much were they going to help, and try and justify waiting this long and doing it. So I don't think we're going to see it by Thursday. After that, they have until the 24th to present their white paper, which is Sunday, right? Thursday the 23rd. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank
you. In
that
paper, I think we will see the announcements, nothing else, when the reforms, what they plan on doing from that point on, if they do it on
time. The white papers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
From the white paper. Yeah, because it's supposed to include their plans for the future, which are the reforms.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for all your information, and let's just hope this thing is over with this month. I think we're all exhausted and tired. I can even hear it in your voice. You're ready for this thing to be over. I know you are, because it's killing
Look,
up.
Girl, you 10 years behind. I've been ready.
I know that's right. Poor thing. All right. Well, you
all
guys
right.
Have a good evening. Talk to y'all later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. 727 area code. You are on.
Well, gentlemen, Tony, Ray, good afternoon, both of you.
Hey, Walt.
I'm working.
Okay.
I'm working today. Yeah, it's Walt. That's right. You had it right.
All
right. It's Walt. And I'll tell you what. I think I was destined to get on this call because I've been driving through a place that's notorious for not having cell phone service. It's out in the bushes, and I never lost it once. And so I'm feeling blessed and lucky. And sorry you're not feeling all that hot about things, Tony. But you know what? There's going to be some of that on a job this size. That's what they say. The first thing that came to my mind was, eminent, to me, and enema can be sounding almost similar. And one can be considered that one might have to consider the other, especially with what seems to be going on a pretty consistent basis. So I don't think that most of us were considering the fact that there is so much corruption on this side that's obviously the equivalent of what's going on over there. And my feeling has kind of remained the same throughout this whole thing is the reason it hasn't happened is because they're still stealing. Like you said, they're getting the last whatever they can get out of it before it changes. The question is, how long are they going to be allowed to do that? I still am concerned that we have not seen anyone experience the rope of justice. And that Saddam, it took a week. And if we're waiting on the courts, they've already proven how corrupt they are. And the CBI, likewise, like everybody, is on the take. And how on earth are you going to be able to get past everybody? You can't hang the whole parliament. You know, the whole judiciary. There's some of them that have to,
why not?
To survive. Well, I'm trying to sign humane. my opinion is, if you got a bunch of rotten skunks, and there's a chance they all got rabies, you get rid of them all. And so I think that's that ultimately would be the final solution, as the old saying goes. But I'm curious what your thought is on the amount of corruption here. Do you think that there is any chance that what's happened here will come out?
That's a thought. You mean who on the U.S. side was taking bribes? Did you watch the movie? Oh, okay. Who on...
I watched the one on the Federal Reserve with G. Gordon or what? That
yeah.
I watched that. I haven't seen the Backstabbers for Beginners. I'll have that Tuesday. So I'll have a chance to look at that Tuesday. But I did look at the one on the Federal Reserve, and I mean, the one thing I was surprised that they mentioned in that was that there is a solution to the Federal Reserve. It would be up to our Congress to stop it. And it also begs the point that so much of our government is corrupt that that's a tall tale to try to spin. To get enough people in Congress to vote to where it would be done. But that it can be done. It's not like it's
okay.
Possible.
So the last person who attempted to do away with the Federal Reserve was who?
Kennedy.
That's right.
Oh,
where's he at today?
The last person. Yeah, right. Yeah. 6 years.
Where's he at today?
Yeah, right.
And that's what we have to look at, the reality of it all. That's what we have to look at, as why won't they do it? Because there's enough money and corruption involved that they will literally kill people behind it. So, and why wouldn't they? I'm rich. All the money's coming by me. It's not coming to me. But I get to print it up whenever I want it, you know. I get to loan it out to you at interest, like when they, you know, are trying to do in Iraq, and they did before, actually forcing people to take loans from the bank and pay the interest. I'm making you take my money and pay me interest for taking it instead of using your own money. So we can see why it's being done. We can't just blame it on Iraq. But we'll hear, look at all those other gurus putting out statements about the cabal, and they're doing away with the government, and they're doing away with the Federal Reserve. And I look at them and say, who's doing away with it? I mean, who? The only ones that can do away with them is for them to do away with themselves. So when you make up all that crap, then it's just that. And then we look at Iraq is the same way, and we're seeing they're corrupt, but who's going to do away with them? Now, the only difference in Iraq and the Federal Reserve is the U.S. can do something about Iraq. The U.S. can force them in, add sanctions, punishment, doing all the things that we're doing, and everybody team up against them to force them to change but not benefit from it. Nobody can do that with the Federal Reserve. There's no other country or anybody else that can do it. Now, the Federal Reserve and the families that own the Federal Reserve are just using the U.S. dollar to do what they do. And the 130 is no different than what China is doing and trying to do with the yuan, because they get to print as much as they want to, and they're saying, these guys have got away with this for years. Now we're trying to get our share. We're trying to become the reserve country of the world so we can do what they've been doing for the last 30 years, 40 years. Somebody's making a lot of noise. I can't hear it all.
Oh, that was
us. So, yes, Walt?
That was
oh, okay. So when we look at the reality of things, is, do they want more money? There's no shutting the Federal Reserve down. That's not going to happen. It's not even realistic. I don't care what people say. All right? The thing about the RV, and they say, well, they don't want the RV to happen. Of course they want it to happen. They own all the money. So they're just going to own more money. That's all. Why wouldn't
right.
they want it to happen?
Right.
Not just in this country. They're going to own 30% of the money in every other country where they're part of the CBI. Why wouldn't they
sure.
want it to happen? And it's to control
right.
the economies of the world. They already do that. So they're not the ones stopping it. If anything, they're going to benefit from it more than we are. Because of the money going
sure.
in the banks, the banking system, interest rates, and everywhere else. It's just a feeling of letting everybody feel comfortable enough to do it and transparent enough to do it. Because believe it
sure.
or not, guys, and I've seen those movies and the information, and we discuss things that are going on. I want to tell you guys what people tell me all the time. Everybody doesn't know what you know. Everybody don't understand what you understand. Because they don't. And we think about it and say it's never going to be fixed. But we're only, 150,000 followers that we have. Okay?
Sure.
1 million viewers and 350 million people in the U.S. who do not know what you know.
Right.
So they think this is life is normal and this is how it's supposed to be. But think how many people in every other country don't even have a clue of what you know. I mean, not even ever going to think about what you know and what's going on. So we still have an advantage when it happens. And that's why I send you guys out the information, the investment, and the thing, because you are so far ahead of everybody else. That's what we have to look at for when it does happen. All right?
Sure. Sure. Okay. Well, I still think there's a miracle here, and I believe it's going to happen. And I believe it's going to happen sooner than later. Yeah, good. Good. Yeah, because I think that people like you are a real source of inspiration and motivation. And, it's hard when you sit in that seat.
Trust me, it is. It is very hard receiving some information. It's very depressing at times. It's uplifting at
sure.
times.
Sure.
But it's worked. And saying, oh, my God, here we go again. And you have to decipher it and go through it. And, you know, it takes
mm-hmm.
a little bit. But the fact, again, that we have what we have, I know the Treasury wouldn't have done the things they've done for the last 3 weeks if it wasn't going to happen. They wouldn't have
right.
even put out the little information, you know, in Washington that's going around with the different agencies if it really wasn't going to happen. So in my
right.
case, by the time, that's my saving grace because I know it's going to happen. I don't know the
sure.
moment, but I know they're not just doing this because, you know, they're trying to trick
yeah.
Coney into saying this or that. So
sure.
we're on the way. It's just a little,
all right.
you know, detour. All right?
Yep. Yep. Keep the faith.
All right. Thank
keep
you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. You bet. Thanks, gentlemen.
All right. All right, Ray.
Oh, okay. 330. Area code, you're on.
Hey, Brother Ray, Brother Tony. This is Buckeye Guy. How y'all doing?
All right.
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. Confident, feeling good about things. I'm just listening to the call. You know, laughter is good medicine. Some of the people that get on here just make me laugh, and it's good medicine, even when we don't feel good. And now I feel like a guy was taking anima or something. But anyway, I was like, what?
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, right? I feel that feeling. Like, this is about to pop. It's ready to go, you know, kind of thing. But
yeah.
I did some calls. Like, we was talking on open mic about power of attorney. And I did make some phone calls, as Ray instructed, I actually called Wells Fargo and talked to them a little bit about what was needed for the power of attorney, and they told me a form of ID from the person that you have power of attorney, two forms of ID, one photo ID, you can use like your credit card, and then you need your mother's maiden name to open a typical account. And then I inquired, what about a higher level of banking? And the lady on the other end was saying, well, what are you talking about? Like, I'm talking about, like, and I gave her a dollar amount that she would understand in U.S. dollars. And she said, well, I'll get a hold of a different banker and have them get back to you either today, would have been today or tomorrow at the time. But so I'm still waiting on a call back from that. Do you know or have you heard anything other than that, like as far as if you have power of attorney? Because they had told me that it would be like they would have to review it for a couple of days before you could open an account for somebody you had a power of attorney over. And that was Wells Fargo. Okay.
No, I don't know. I've never opened an account for someone in that manner. So I don't know. I always take what the bank is telling me. And if you don't like what that branch told you, then go in and ask another branch if you get the same information.
Right. I don't know if there was a way to open up account prior, like going, like you talked about going online. You could probably do it online. I didn't know if that was possible to do or not, but I didn't know if you heard any other info about
it. Well, you can open up an account online for sure if you have the information. You can definitely do that. As far as in going in and including in the power of attorney that you also in charge of the account is a way to do it.
Right. Okay. I didn't know if they had something specific that they was going to be able to review it that day or is it going to put it on pause until it was reviewed. From the sounds of it, that's what it's going to be like. I don't know.
If you go online and open the account with the information, it's just going to open the account. There's no review because all that is instant. You got an account, you got an account number, everything else that you need from that point on. Now, eventually, when you go into the bank to do business, you're going to need that power of attorney with that account information.
I got you. So that account, it could be, you know, I don't know how that's going to work, like a higher level account, or is it going to matter? Like if you just open a regular account, bank account.
No, yeah, you just open a regular account. When it's time to go in and do your exchange, they will take care of everything else.
I gotcha. Maybe that's the way I'll do it then. Sounds like a good idea. Another thing I was thinking about, and I know I don't think it entailed people, but, you know, back when they did the Kuwaiti deal with the revaluation, the corruption that's in the world is probably worse now than it was then, and it still happened, you know? So, like, and all the stuff we see that's going on, and I watch them videos in the Federal Reserve. I understand a lot about them. It's in that video just even solidified what I already knew. And like you said, with Kennedy, and then the one before that was Lincoln. He was another one to try to do it. And look where both of them are at. So the corruption, even though it's in play, it still happened before, while Clinton was in office. How do you see that? Like compare that to like the Iraqi revaluation versus Kuwaiti. Is there a comparison that you do there?
Yeah, sure. It's real simple. Kuwait had a government in place, so they didn't have to go through rebuilding their entire government, getting the president, vice president, parliament, banking manager, or anything. Their government stayed in place. The only thing that happened is their currency was revalued. When Iraq went into Kuwait, we devalued their currency, and when they left, we revalued. They didn't have to reprint currency. They didn't have to change the denominations, anything. We just changed the value of it. Nobody was stealing their money, corrupt, taking things at the border because it was between Iraq and the U.S., and the U.S. came in and took over. So there was none of that. There was no Iran involved at all. There was no restarting. Things just went back to normal. So it was a simple process where in the middle, a lot of people got rich who knew what was going on, who bought it and did anything in a shortened time frame. The difference in Iraq was the whole country had to be rebuilt, re-liberated, mm-hmm. everything else, a different structure come about. Different people who had never run a country were put in charge who weren't even part of it because Maliki was exiled along with some others right. to come back and run the country. And then you couldn't trust them. And then on top of that, there was a fight for the leadership between Iraq, Iran, and the U.S. Who actually was going to run the country? None of that happened mm-hmm. in Kuwait. So while this is the same, it's different. Okay? Yeah, okay. The currency is going to be revalued. The whole process is different.
Right. And the thing about with us, you're saying everybody in Washington saying this is a go any minute, that would, like, making us think that we're attempting to veto anything on our end like we've done in the past, right?
Right. And that's what they're saying. It's a go this time. We're doing it. I mean, they had them stop printing money, reprint this, and specifically, you know, say things. All this is happening because the revaluation of the currency is about to happen, and people are going to want $100 bills. We want to pay them in $100 bills. I mean, they're being specific. This is the kind of money that's going to be out there. We need to be ready for it. Just like nobody was ready for the coronavirus, for the shutdown, and there's a coin shortage across the country. Even though mm-hmm. people say they're trying to do away with coins, we're going to have coins because that's our currency. It's just there was no plan to print them during the shortage. Nobody mm-hmm. knew everybody was going to hoard them like they did. They know they're going to need dollar bills at some point, $100 bills, for 10 million of us walking out the bank that want money in our hand. They're not going to be ones, fives, and 20s. They're going to be $100 bills here. Then go out in the world and figure it out. That's what's going to happen in cards. So, okay.
It sounds good to me. Right. I mean, just I think it's a positive thing that's going on and everything that, you know, with what's going on. It's just a matter of time. And it's going to go.
It's just a matter of time. Looking.
And I still feel confident. Like, I got the same kind of expectation that you and a lot of other people do. And you feel like it's different this time. So,
all right. All right. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you, guys.
All
feel
right.
better.
Okay. You too. Thanks.
Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
270 area code. You're on.
Hello?
270.
Can you hear me right?
Yes.
Okay, how y'all doing?
Fantabulous.
Super fantastic. How you doing?
Doing all right. Hey, I'm a first-time caller. I'm from Kentucky. Tony, I hope you're getting feeling better. And I'm a veteran just like you. I served 22 years. And appreciate your service.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you mentioning it because I'm sitting here saying I told my own field good Ray act like he ain't even here. He don't even care. But anyway. We'll go on.
I know Ray gets here sometimes. But no, I've got a couple questions for you. A buddy of mine got me into this a few years ago, and he's the one that bought all of our currency. And the question we got is, all right, you know, they keep saying, you know, about the toll-free numbers coming out, and they'll be coming out emails. Now, what emails should we be looking out for on this?
No emails. I know somebody else told you that. All I know is we're supposed to get the 800 numbers. We're supposed to post the 800 numbers and send them out to you so you can call the 800 numbers. Now, there's some people gone out and got people's emails. Now, Ray said for the people who are in the forum, who we do have emails, he's going to send it out to them, but nobody else. There's no bank, no database, nothing that has everybody's email out, and everybody's going to get an email saying the RV's current go to the bank. I mean, that just doesn't even make good common sense. So,
those
gurus who have collected these emails may send them out.
Yeah, okay. I've done blowed most of them off. The only ones I listen to is you and Ray, because you guys tell it like it is. No punches. I mean, you know, you can only give out what intel you get.
That's it.
Okay.
That's all I can give out. Okay.
That's right. My next question is, all right, now he's the one that bought all of our currency for all of us. Like, there's like 10 of us in it. Now, will we have to go to the exchange with him, or would he have to make the deal for us?
Okay, here's the problem. It's like anything else. Who owns that car? Who owns that house? You know, who owns that dog? Possession is 9/10 of the law. So, far as the law is concerned, that's all his money. None of it yours. If he's the one who got it, he's the one who walked through that door, that's his money. And that's how it's going to be processed as his money. Any money gives you, somebody going to pay taxes on that, because that's not part of the exchange. That's different.
Okay, see, that's what he was concerned with, is should he just give us what he bought for us and we go do our own exchanges to keep them paying taxes?
That's always going to be the way to do it. Do your own exchange, make your own agreements, make your own decisions, and you have nobody to blame the rest of your life on. You get to make the best deal you can make with your money, is the way I would do it. He don't have to be worried about taxes, responsibilities, nothing. If I was you, I'd have my own money today. I don't need to wait till that day. I'd have my own money today.
Well, this guy here, I used to drive. I'm a truck driver. I drive all over the road. That's why I'm waiting for this hit so I can retire. I've been doing it for 35 years. Stupid stuff is going on out here. It's getting where it's not even fun out here anymore. But no, he's like a second dad to me. Is what he is. So, but that's kind of where we was at on that, and that's really on the question I had. And I hope you get to feeling better. And Ray, I love listening to you guys. You guys
really
put out some good information.
All right, thank
you, sir. All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
And Tony, and I hope you get to feeling better, because I know you can do it, because I was infantry for 22 years, and it sucks when you're down this bad.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, y'all take care. Appreciate all y'all do.
All right, take care, sir.
Bye-bye.
Well, I don't want everybody accusing me of being a slave driver. A taskmaster.
Really?
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, guys, really. Unfortunately, I got this. I know I'm going to get 100 different solutions. Everything, I appreciate it. I really got this acid reflux thing going on right today. Just a little bit. But anyway, just so you guys know, I did show up for duty. All right. Everything's looking good. I mean, the banks are still doing what they're doing. They're still there. There's no rakes on the screen, but they're saying they're ready. Everybody, D.C., Florida, Chicago, New York, they're all still telling me any minute now, because that's what they're being told. Any minute now. The process has moved on and continues to move. Iraq is here. They're here. They're going to start their meetings tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They meet with Trump on Thursday. After they meet with the other guys on Tuesday, Wednesday. So they have till the 24th, supposedly, for two things to occur. The white paper is supposed to be turned in, and they're going to judge Al-Kazimi on what he has completed so far, his first 100 days, on the 24th. Because that's when it's supposed to end. So a good next 7 days to see what happens if things go in our favor. And we should see changes after that, if not before. So do what I'm going to do, guys, and try to enjoy the rest of your day. And, again, if we get anything, we'll tweet it out. Ray will stick it in the form. Or we'll do another call, because that's what we have to do. But until then, I'll see you on Wednesday. All right, Ray.
Okay. Going to do it for today. And, Tony, hopefully you'll feel better, our big baby. And for those who are talking about Wednesday, our next regularly scheduled... Oh, be with me. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Come in the morning.
If you don't remember anything else,
I believe.
From
remember this.
Your storm is over. I feel it. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I feel it. You made it through it.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here.